Well, meanwhile, the most deaths in the U.S. have happened in Washington state, where this outbreak began. At least 66 deaths so far, around half of those linked to one nursing home. For the latest from that state, we're joined by Carolyn Adolf with member station KUOW in Seattle. And Carolyn, about 1,200 confirmed cases in your state, but of course people expect that to go higher.
Well, yes, they do, but our frustration is about testing. I mean, just listening to what's going on in New York, we've had this outbreak for longer than anyone in the country, and yet our testing numbers are nowhere near what we're hearing in New York. So it's very frustrating. There's been a huge amount of problem with access to tests right now.
Yeah. You were actually sounding the alarm first and foremost there. So still trying to get tests. And how's it impacting, you know, the economy? We know the U.S. and Canada closing their borders to non-essential traffic. You, of course, are on the border with Canada. How's that affecting people? They go back and forth.
Well, exactly. It has upended life, especially because the question is, well, what constitutes non-essential? You know, the other weekend, there was a tweet from a resident of Washington State who was up in Whistler at the ski resort saying, oh, I'm self-isolating with the kids in Whistler. And that just created outrage on the other side of the border. So Washingtonians do understand, yes, that means tourism activities. But, you know, if I give a border guard my sob story about my daughter who's been contacted by the Toronto Health Authorities about an exposure and how I must go to my baby, are they going to let me take a flight? Like,
let's be clear, Carolyn.
Do I want to drive 3 hours to find out?
Let's be clear. That's you, Carolyn.
That's the question.
Who has a daughter in Toronto. What a horrible thing. You don't know if you can go see her and she, you know, at a distance, and she may have had an exposure. So quite an emotional stress. To the financial, though, Amazon's based in your city. They're actually probably getting a lot of increased demand.
That's right. This is a huge opportunity for Amazon because when people can't find hand sanitizer in any of their local shops, they do try Amazon. But that's created an interesting load on the company. And they've asked suppliers of non-essential items, you know, the Socks and Birkenstocks of the world, to hold up and not send more of that stuff to their warehouses for a little while.
Yeah.
So that's been interesting to see the company try to make sure it has capacity for the essentials.
Yeah. Your governor, Jay Inslee seems to be really trying to grapple with this. We also know that he was, you know, really trying to take on climate change before this. But just in the meantime, you know, 30 seconds, what does it look like there? Is it empty?
Oh, my goodness. The busyness of the Seattle world is shut down. You know, no float planes in the sky, no highways stuffed with cars. It's so quiet. But I'll tell you, yeah, I'm enjoying the human warmth,
yeah,
even at a distance. I mean, Seattleites, yeah, have a reputation for being cold and uncommunicative. But now everybody goes out of their way to greet one another.
Oh, that,
and
great to
that's
hear.
Been really nice. There's sort of a feeling of we're all in this together.
Carolyn Adolf with KUOW, we wish you well with your daughter and thank you.